Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra Kuf Yud Tes. Kuf Yud Tes, and today's shiur is sponsored by Mr. Isaac Shulman, Le'ilu Nishmas Alter Avraham Chaim Ben Mordechai, whose yard site is tomorrow, Beis Teves, and L'Rafua Shalema, Mordechai Leib Ben Yenta. Again, Le'ilu Nishmas Alter Avraham Ben Chaim Mordechai, and whose yard site is tomorrow, Beis Teves, and L'Rafua Shalema, Mordechai Leib Ben Yenta. Okay, we thank Mr. Shulman for sponsoring, and we continue Kuf Yud Ches Amin Beis, second to last line. Okay, Amaleir Pavel Abaya. Amaleir Pavel Abaya. So the Gemara here, if you remember, is discussing the Machlokas. How was the land split up? Was the land split up Leba'e Haaretz, or was the land split up Liyotze Mitzrayim? That was the Machlokas that we discussed about the Bnos Slavchad and Hadas Korach and the Mislonanim. So now Rav Papa continues asking Abaya. Amli Rav Papa Abaya. Kra, Maika Chashiv. What is the Pasuk? We just noted the previous question and answer. We noted that there were 10 portions from Menashe that were given to that Shevet. There were 6 paternal families, portions that were took on the west side of the Yarden, because the other ones took on the east side of the Yarden, Reuven, Gad, Chatzi Shevet Menashe, as we know. And then the other 4, as we explained, were taken by Bnos Slavchad in some way. They took their father's portion, their grandfather's portion, maybe an uncle's portion, maybe 2 uncle's portions. That was the end of yesterday's discussion. So Amalei Favel Abaya, Kram Maika Chashev, what exactly is the are the psukim referring to? Itfalim kachashiv tuvahave. If they're really referring to tfalim and individuals, so then there were many more than just 10. Many more individuals in Shevet Menashe. The Rashbam says in the second to last line, Kol achim shemati Menashe shenot luchelik avien hayelo lachshov. All the brothers, it should have said. So therefore, there would have been even more if you look really in the list. E bati avos kachashiv shisahavu. And if they were go by families, Bnos Slavchad shouldn't be counted as a separate family. It should be part of Chafri, right? That they were part of Bnei Chefer, as the Rashbam explains. So how do you get 10 if you do the math? So the Gemara says, no, as we explained yesterday, la'olam bati avos kachashiv, really, it is bate avos, you're going by the families, v'akamash b'lon, de Bnos Slavchad, not luchelik b'chora. But the extra portion was the double portion that they got from Slavchad, because Slavchad was the b'chor. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush the Torah is hinting to? Alma, Eretz Yisrael, muchzekesi. It's hinting to the fact that Eretz Yisrael is muchzak. Already before they went into Eretz Yisrael, from the time of Avram Avinu, right? We had earlier, if you remember, back on Daf Kuf, we had Avram Avinu's being koneh the land, La'arka Ule Rachba, and we had elsewhere, Kumasali Bars La'arka La'rachba Kilcha Etnena, because to you I am giving it. So what is that to you? So according to many sources, it's already muchzak from the beginning of time, from Avram Avinu. Yes, we had to do a kinyan chazaka. Yes, we had to do kibush v'chiluk. Yes, we had to go into Eretz Yisrael and take it over. But on some metaphysical, religious, spiritual level, Eretz Yisrael already belonged to Klal Yisrael before they went in. This was the Am HaNivchar in the Eretz HaNivcheres. Rav Soloveitchik talks about this in the Eretz Yisrael Muchzekesi in Al HaTshuva, where he's answering the question. We discussed this in a Shabbat Shuvah drasha one year, and that is the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam writes that all mitzvahs of the Torah, if somebody does something wrong, if somebody does an avera, when they do tshuva, they have to do vidui. Chayav lehisvados of neakel baruchu. Shnevar isha isha ki yasu bikol chatos haadam limon baal v'ashem u'ashma nefesh ahi v'hisvaduas chatos ha'bashar asu. The pasuk in Parshas Naso talks about vidui. And the Rambam talks about the different types of vidui. And then he says everything needs vidui. If somebody has to bring a karban, so then there's no kapara until vidui is done. V'chein baal lechatos v'ashamos. When they bring their karban, al shin gosei and all is dodan, emes chaper v'lam v'karbana machiasu tshuva. And all chayvi mises bezdin. And mechuvim malchus. There's no kapara until you do vidui. And if you're even wound your friend, chova b'chavero. Oh, mazik mamono. Right, this is one of the sources in the Rambam that there's an avera lahazik. Yisro lahazik. So it says mazik mamono. Afa pisha shileim lo mashu chayev lo. Eina meschaper lo achi yisvada. V'yashu milasus kozela olam. So everything needs vidui. Everything needs tshuva. That's the Rambam in halacha aleph. And in the very next halacha, halacha beis, says the Rambam, se'ir hamishtaleach. the seir that we bring on Yom Kippur, that we send off the cliff, lefishu kapara l'kol Yisrael, kohen gadol mizvada alav aloshen kol Yisrael. Seir mishtaleach mechaper al. Right, so it's a kapar for all Yisrael, the kohen gadol does vidui on it, and then the Rambam adds, it's mechaper on all averos, kalos and chamuros, the light ones and the serious ones. But then he specifies, hakol mischaper b'sir mishtaleach v'hu sha'asa tshuva. As long as he did tshuva, so far so good. But then the Rambam has the line, avalam lo asa tshuva, eina seir mechaper lo ela ala kalos. But if you don't do tshuva, so then the b'sir mishtaleach only works for the light averos, not for the heavy averos. What are light averos? What are heavy averos? So the Rambam says, heavy averos are kares and worse. That's heavy averus. Lighter averus or less than karis. That seir mishtaleach works even if he didn't do tshuva. Right. So the shaila is, the Rambam just got finished saying an alach aleph, an aleph aleph. Nothing works without tshuva. Everything needs tshuva. Bring a carbon, you got to do tshuva. Malkus tshuva, misa tshuva. Everything is tshuva, tshuva, tshuva. And then all of a sudden, in the very next alach, he says seir mishtaleach works sometimes even if you don't do tshuva. So what kind of kapara is that? So this, among other questions, points Rav Soloveitchik in the direction that maybe what kind of karban is the Sira Mishtaleach? It's a unique type of karban. And he gives the mashal to explain the difference the difference between a karban shutfin and a karban sibur. Karban shutfin is a karban which many people bring. Maybe 2 people, maybe 1,000 people. Karban shutfin, there are many partners to the karban. There are many bailim on the karban. That's a karban shutfin. There are certain rules about a karban shutfin. What's a karban tamid? Karban tamid is not a karban shutfin. All of Klal Yisrael bring the karban tamid on their behalf. It's brought. So what is that? That's not a karban shutfin. That's a karban sibur. A karban sibur is a unit. It's a unit, and it's very different. It's one unit. It's one bialim. Who's the bialim on the karban? Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael come together and form a unit, and the sum is greater than any of its parts. It's Klal Yisrael. It is not a karban shutfin. And that's what he writes in Al HaTshuva in page 74-75. He says, karban sibur ein lo ela bailam echad mamish kamo karban yachid umiyu abailam at sibur klal yisrael she'enu al pidin asach ha-kolel hatsiruf ha-arithmeti shokach v'kach yichritim ela ishiyut yichudit atzmit me'ein chativa b'fnei atzma. Knesset Yisrael ki ishiyut individualiyot atzmit. Right, Knesset Yisrael is one unit. It is not just a number of shutfin coming together. And that, he says, is the difference between a carbon yachid and a carbon, carbon yachid, which is like a carbon sibur on the one hand, and a carbon shutfin on the other hand. So he gives that as the mashal, and he gets back to all types of kapara. He says, usually we stand in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu by ourselves. By ourselves, and that's why we have to do tshuva. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, on one level, we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a link in the tzibur. As the Klal Yisrael coming together and getting kapara. What do we say in the bracha of Yom Kippur? Mochel v'solech la'avonoseinu v'la'avonos kalam ha'beis Yisrael. What's the double lashon? La'avonoseinu v'la'avonos kalam ha'beis Yisrael. It's double because v'la'avonoseinu, our personal avonos, we stand in front of you, Hashem, to get cleansed personally, and as part of Avonos Kol Amcha Beis Yisrael. And regarding that kapara, even if we don't do tshuva, as long as we're part of the tzibur, because Hashem doesn't look personally at us, He looks at us as we're part of the tzibur. And that's why it only works for kalos, because what's the definition of chamuros? Rav Soloveitchik explains beautifully, kares or worse. What does kares mean? You've cut yourself off. You cut yourself off from the tzibur. So that's why it is not going to get you kapara. What does this have anything to do with what we're talking about? Right? So he says, that's the kinyan that all Klal Yisrael has in Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean, Eretz Yisrael mochzekesi? It wasn't split up yet to Shvatim. It wasn't split up into portions in Batei Avos at the Shvatim. He says, that's the type of kinyan it was. Eretz Yisrael mochzekesi, says Rav Soloveitchik, means it was shayach to all of Klal Yisrael. Pirush Adav, he says, Dvarim Eile, Amurim Lo Rak Benogea La Karban, La Gam Benogea, La Eretz Yisrael Mochzekesi, Babasra Kuf Yutes. Ha'im Pirush Adav, Ke La Kol Yehudi Chelek Beshutfis, Al Bailos La Eretz Yisrael, Lo. Eretz Yisrael, Eina Shayechas La Kol Yehudi Vihudi Lachud, El La Kol Yisrael Ke Chativa Achat Yehudit Va'atzmit. Bechaluka Sa'aretz Aide Yeshua Benun, whoever is Zechuyos Bailim and Akal Kulo L'Shvatim Yechidim. It passed to Shvatim, and then it passed to families. Everybody got a Yerusha. Aval kodem lechaluka, v'gam achshav, Kasha Chalukas Eretz Lushvatim Eina Kayemes, Hari Zechus Shel Yehudim Leretz Yisrael, Eina Bailas Ofi Prati Yechidi, Elhi Zechuto Shel Klal Yisrael. That's what he says. Ta'akinyin Shel Yehudim Leretz Yisrael, Eina Cheskas Yachin, El Cheskas HaKlal. It belongs to all of Klal Yisrael, Ishiyut Metaphysiot. That is the kinyan that we have in Eretz Yisrael. That is what he writes in Al Tshuva, talking about Kapara, but we related it here to Eretz Yisrael Mochzekes. So again, there are many sources that on the one hand talk about that Klal Yisrael have to make a kinyan, Kibush V'chiluk, but also that Avraham Avinu already made the kinyanim. And once he made the kinyanim, we had earlier, Daf Kuf, right, one of the sources for kinyan chazaka, that he walked across L'arko L'rachma, so that already is a kinyan for us. Okay, Amar Mar, third line, says the Gemara. This is a quote from the Braisa we had 2 blot ago on Kufi Zayin Abbas. The last line of the Braisa quoted, V'habanim natlu b'schus avi avihem, u'b'schus avi imosehen, that the children took Yerusha b'schus, their two grandfathers, their maternal grandfather and their paternal grandfather, right? This is the end of the Braisa on Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez, which quoted the original Machlokes, L'boi Haaretz, or L'yotzei Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, V'hatanya b'schus atzman, we have another Braisa that says they took for themselves. So what do you mean? If they only took for their grandfathers, what about themselves? 2 answers. Number one, lo kasha, ha-kamanda amar L'yotzei Mitzrayim, ha-kamanda amar L'boi Haaretz. So if they went only Yotzei Mitzrayim, they did not take for themselves. They only took for their grandfathers. L'bay ha'aretz, they took for themselves. V'ibayis ema, or havaha l'bay ha'aretz, maybe they took, they both prices hold l'bay ha'aretz. V'lokasha, it depends how old they were. Ha'dahavi ben Esrim, not dahavi ben Esrim. If they were 20 years old, they took for themselves also. If they weren't 20 years old, then they only took for their grandfathers. Remember, even if you're not 20, you could be Yorish. Yerusha applies even if a baby is 1 year old. Right, what happens if a baby is not born yet? That's a discussion we have to have. Right, if the Rahman al-Islan, the baby is born, the father, let's say the father died while the mother was pregnant, and then it was Yerusha in utero. But if the baby is born, it's under 20, so then we say that there is Yerusha. 2 dots. V'shayim b'chor nota pishnayim, shnei chalakim. And we mentioned that Tzlafchad was a Bechor, and therefore the children took, the Bnos Tzlafchad took, a double portion. Shnei Chalakim. Says the Gemara B'Yamai, why did they get to, we already know the answer to this from 5 lines ago, but the Gemara has a little shock of Vataria before we answer it again. V'Yamai, Ra'ihu. 1 minute. The land of Israel, wasn't it Ra'ui? Ra'i means it's not in the possession yet. Ve'ena b'char no tel b'ra'i ki b'muchsak. And a b'char does not take Ra'i as it does Muchsak. As we're going to have later on, let's say when a father dies, he is owed money. If he is owed money, so then that money is called Ra'ui. It's not Muchsak, it's Ra'i. It's fitting to eventually come to the father. Potential. Ra'ui. That's not Muchsak. So a b'char only takes double in Muchsak, in what the father has when he dies, not Ra'i. So, ask the Gemara, why did the Bnos Tzlafchad take a double portion of Eretz Yisrael? So, we already answered this. But the Gemara tries to figure out a different answer first. But first, he says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, B'yisedos Ahalim. Maybe when it says a double portion, it means in the pegs of the tents. What does that mean, the pegs of the tents? So, that was Metaltalin. That's not Karka. So, Metaltalin, everybody had the pegs. So, it means in all the pegs of the tents that the Yarshin from Slavcha, they get a double portion. Because everybody has pegs of tents. The Rashbam says, why did it choose this? Because Lamaisa, you know they had it. Everybody had the tents in the Midbar. So, therefore, that's why it chooses this. Last medium line in the Rashbam, Klomar, B'metaltalin, Shahayalem, B'midbar. Kigon Yisedos, Shetokin, B'hem, Ahalayim. It was the pegs. V'shal metaltalin, Shemukzakin, B'hem. And that's why. Why did it say Yisedos Ahalim? Because Vaday Lekulam Hayu Ahalim. Nothing major, nothing fundamental. Why does it pick the pegs? Because it's just picking metaltalin that they had, and you know that everybody had. The Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Chanan. It says no, a little deeper. He says the Chiddush is that why does it say Yisedos Ahalim to teach me they are like metaltalin even though they are mechuber lekarka. Even though they are mechuba lekarka, so you might say that they don't have the status of metaltalin. Kamash b'lan, they do. That's why the Rashba calls Rabbeinu Chananel. Da'agav grara kamash b'lan di yaseidus ahalib ki metaltalin damu. De'lo tema ki v'de mechubarim b'karka k'karka dami. That's what the Rabbeinu Chananel is quoted. But the Rashba argues, says, so what, that it would be mechubar. We're talking about Roy and Muchsak and Eretz Yisrael. What do you have to, what's the difference if it's like mechubar? V'lo yadati miyayin shamanu zeh. De'imtim salomer dekakarka damu, gamma yinot luz chelik b'chor b'hev. Shem uchzokin heim. What do you mean? Yerusha is even bekarka. So even, there's no issue here whether it's mechubar lekarka, whether it's kim mechubar lekarka or not. Even if it is like mechubar lekarka, they're kona it. They're kona it. They own it right now. They're muchzak in it. So he does not understand why Rabbeinu Hananel said, this pshat, the issue isn't mechubar or not mechubar, because even if it's mechubar, the issue is muchzak or ra'ui. And no matter what, they would be muchzak. So he just goes back to the Rashbam's pshat, and it just says, l'maisa, everybody had it, and they wanted to give an example of something that they knew that they all had. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara.
I can't say there is some obsessive.
That's what we're about to say in a minute. That's why I said we already answered the question. It's strange that the Gemara is going on now and wanted to find another answer. It was two different discussions in the base Medrash. So Masiv Rabba. Rabba says 1 minute. You can't say it's pegs of the tent. Why? Masiv Rabba. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Broslavcha Notlu Dal Chalakim. It says the Broslavcha took four portions, right? Six plus four, as we had yesterday. Shenemar Vayiplu Chevle Menashe Asara. It says the Chevle Menashe, the portions of Menashe were Asara. What's the question? Chevle, why does it use the portion? Why does it tell us portion? Why does the Torah use the word Chevle? Because Chevle means a rope. A Chevle is a rope, and you measure portions of lands with a rope. So you see, we're talking about lands here. We're not talking about metaltolin. So how can you give the answer of Yesedos? So says the Gemara, you're right. Ella Amar Rabba, Eretz Yisrael Muchzakasi. As we said before, Eretz Yisrael is Muchzakas already, so it is considered a Muchzak. It's not called Ra'ui. It's not called Ra'i. Meisvei, next question. Amar Rebbe Chidka of four meals on Shabbos fame. Rebbe Chidka. Right, so Siyata Deshmaya that we did this in Erev Shabbos to mention again Rabbi Chidka, Machlokas, and Gemara Shabbos. How many meals are we supposed to have on Shabbos? We're supposed to have three meals or four meals. The Pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach says Hayom three times in one Pasuk. So that's the limud for the three meals on Shabbos. The question is, does that mean three meals during the day? Or three meals altogether? That's the Machlokas. Rabbi Chidka said it says Hayom three times. So it's three meals by day. Besides the one you have at night, you have to have four meals. When it comes to when we pass, can we pass like Rabbi Chidka? Even though when we have an extra meal sometimes, we say, oh, as soon as Rabbi Chidka, right? But really, Maker did, we only pass in three meals, one at night and two during the day. Again, remember, even though on these short Shabbosim, Shal Shudas is a real meal. Shal Shudas, Sudash Lishit is the third meal, but it's the three meals. Lachachil, the Shulchan Aruch says, even though the Shulchan Aruch says there are different opinions what you have to eat, by the first two you have to have bread. Here there is a machlokas we showed him, bread, or mizonos, or basar v'dagim, or even peros, the four opinions quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch himself, and the Ramah does not argue, that says that bread is the ikar. Bread is the ikar, and the Aruch HaShulchan is very charif, though he usually defends Klal Yisrael. And he always says, oh, this is the minag, this is what they do. But here he screams and said, since Rov Rishonim say bread, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rama, everybody says bread, who's going to argue on them? And Asid Litein Asadin, those who don't take Shal Shudas seriously. Very strong Lashon he has. But again, it's one of the meals of Shabbos. But who made the number of meals of Shabbos famous? Rabbi Chidka. So right here, whenever we say him, we have to mention that. Am Rabbi Chidka. So Rabbi Chidka says, Shimon Hashikmoni, Hayali Chaver Mitamidi Rabbi Akiva. My good friend growing up was Shimon HaShikmoni, who was Ha'absuni of Es HaShem Elokecha Tira fame. Well, it's also David Rabbi Akiva. Yes, but Shimon HaShikmoni. Had a friend, Tabani Rabbi Akiva. The Kachai of Shimon HaShikmoni Omer. This is what he used to say. Yodea Haya Moshe Rabbeinu Shebros Lavchad Yosho Sein. Moshe Rabbeinu really knew that the Menos Lavchad were going to Yarshin. He just didn't know if they get the double portion. So Moshe Rabbeinu really knew that. And we're going to have V'ru'uya Haisa Parshas Nachlos because of Yedei Moshe. And really, Moshe Rabbeinu could have just written Parshas Nachlos. Parshas Pinchas. Ela Shezachu Menos Lavchad V'nechtav Al Yadon. But Menos Lavchad were Zocheb, and it was written due to their actions, as the Torah records it. That's A. Okay, B, there's a lot to talk about at the bottom of Amun Aleph here, but we're going to first finish the question, because remember, this is a Meisvei. And Moshe Rabbeinu also knew earlier in in Parshas Sefer Vayikra, that Mekoshesh, the one who gathered wood on that second Shabbos, was B'misa. It's Chai Misa. Shenemar Mechalemos Yumos. We already know that from earlier in Sefer Shmos. Aval lo hayodeya be'eza Misa hu Yamos. When they came to Moshe, Moshe locked him up because he didn't know what to do. The Shiloh was which Misa, not if Misa. That's why. And really, Mekoshe should have been like the rest of the Torah written by Moshe. But the Mekoshe is B'chayim Misa, and it was he who caused it to be written. Will Lametcha to teach you that if somebody does a mitzvah, then all good things follow. Right? Or they do is they have a schus. So B'nai Slavchad will show that they have a love for Eretz Yisrael. So we wrote the whole parsha bizchutam and v'chova idechayiv, and if there is somebody who is mischayiv, so then they get a chov also tagged along with them. So let's finish the question first. V'yistalka daitach Eretz Yisrael muchzekes, and if Eretz Yisrael is really muchzekes, my kum mistafkalei. What with the Shiloh Moshe Rabbeinu, whether they get a double portion or not? If we know Eretz Yisrael is muchzekes, so then of course they get a double portion. So what was the Shiloh Moshe Rabbeinu? Why couldn't he figure it out? So the Gemara answers, you know what? Let's wait to do the answer. Let's go back to the Amud Aleph. Okay, there is a lot discussed over here on the bottom of Amud Aleph. First of all, Agra. First we'll mention Agra. The Agra said, Margolias Hayam on Sanhedrin, right, a couple of weeks. Margolias Hayam on Sanhedrin, a couple of months, quotes this Agra, and on Daf Ches, where this Gemara comes up, on Daf Ches, and he says that there's a Chazal. We have it in Masechta Shabbos, we have it elsewhere in Sanhedrin there. So the Gemara says, when we find the Lashon, it's in Megillah, Daf Beis, and elsewhere, Mansefach Tsofin Amru. Mansefach, what does the word Mansefach mean? So Pashas, it means the Osio Sophios, Mem Nun Sadik Pei Chaf, all of those have Mem and Mem Sofit, and a Nun and a Nun Sofit. So Matzavach, Sofin Amru, those five letters, Tsofim Amru, the Tsofim, those who saw, those who had vision, said those letters. And the Gemara says, what do you mean they said those letters? Moshe Rabbeinu gave us those letters. So the Gemara answers, no, it was forgotten and they reestablished when to say it. Isn't that also news? The Gemara says, oh, they established and put it at the end of a word. Either way, but that's mansefach, right? We only have we don't have an end of nun in the middle of a word. One place in Tanakh we have a mem sofit in the middle of a word. That's it. One time in Tanakh, lamarbe, in Navi. But other than that, they're all at the end of a word. Fine. Says the Gra, and you need the Gra for this. Mansefach tsofin amru. Mansefach stands for mikoshesh, right? That's the mem nun. Is the Nokev Shem Hashem, right? That's the one who cursed God. Tzadik, Tzlavchad, Pei, Pesach Sheni, Chaf is the last one. Kuzbi, Vehima Bochim. It says all of those are the halachos that Nitzalma Mimeno Halacha of Moshe Rabbeinu, and all of these were the ones that someone else did the mitzvah and came up with the halachas. All of these, right? The second one was Nokev Shem Hashem, the one who cursed God. Right, and Slavai, so you have Mekoshesh, Nokev Shem Hashem, that's the Megadif, and Slavchad, and Pei is Pesach Sheni, and Kaf is Kazbi, right, by Pinchas. Pinchas was Kanan Pogamo, he got up and did it. Right, so those five, those are Mansefach, Shachachum v'Chazru. They were forgotten at the moment, that's a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they brought them back. So this is one of them that Moshe Rabbeinu, was not Zoche to write it al yado, but it was written al yadei benos slavcha. Tosfos. First Tosfos here, the bottom. The Im Tomar Tosfos says, what do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu did not know which Misa? Don't we have a principle of anytime it says the word Misa in the Torah Stam, it means Chenek? So how can Moshe Rabbeinu not know which Misa? The Im Tomar, Lamahayim Mistapik. How can Moshe Rabbeinu not know? The Yesh Lomar says the Tosfos. No, the Misvara Hayanira Lo Shenidon Beskila Ka'Oved Avodah Zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu Misvara thought Shabbos is really bad. Shabbos, even though I don't know for sure, even though Misa is not Misa is Chenek, but you know what? I think Shabbos is supposed to be worse. Because we know it's like Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is Skila. And it's like a Mumar, like if you're a Mumar L'Shabbos, you're a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah. It's like a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah. So B'chol Duchta Amar D'Domer Shabbos L'Avodah Zarah. So it was Misvara. Moshe Rabbeinu said it must be that Shabbos is unique. As this is shades of the Gemara in... not the Gemara, the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah, Techelah Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah has two Hakdamas, one to all of the Mishnah Berurah, beginning of Chelak Aleph, and then he has a separate Hakdama to Hilchah Shabbos, beginning of Chelak Gimel, where he talks about how do you know the issue, how do you know the uniqueness of Hilchah Shabbos. So number one, he says, you know the issue is, and here they both kind of come together in this Tosfos. He says, number one, how do you know what reflects the fact that Shabbos is so severe and so important? Number one, he says, the punishments. The punishments, it gets the worst punishment, skila. Skila, the punishment, is a reflection of the chumras ha'avera. Anything that skila is terrible, and we pass in skila is the worst punishment. Number one. And number two, says the Mishnah Berurah, in his Akdama, if you're a mumar l'shatnez, you're not a mumar l'chalatara kula. If I'm a heretic to shatnez, I don't believe in shatnez. I'm not considered a non-Jew. My shchita is kosher. If I'm a mumar l'shchita, okay. But if but generally, what makes you a mumar l'chalatara kula? Mumar l'avodah zarah and mumar l'shabbos. So if avodah zarah, you understand, you don't believe in God. But Shabbos, yes. Like Tosfos says, that also reflects the fact that Shabbos is a defining element to a Jew. It's called an os. And then he says, Kabbalistically. Then he said, those two points are alluded to in Tosfos. Then he says, Kabbalistically, that we know that all, each aver in our body, 248, 365, each aver in our body is connected to another mitzvah or another avera. And there are some that are connected to non-life-dependent parts of our body. And there are those that are connected to life-dependent parts of our body. So, B'shas T'chias HaMesim, when we all come up, every limb that had the mitzvah done for that limb is going to have T'chia. B'shas T'chias HaMesim. But if we don't do the mitzvah of the pinky, so we'll have T'chias HaMesim, but we won't have a pinky. So it'll be embarrassing, but we won't have a pinky. But if somebody is missing the mitzvah that relates to the heart, or to the brain, or to one of the lungs, so then that's it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And he says, Shabbos obviously is the lave of Klal Yisrael. It's the heart, you can't live without it. So therefore he says, this all reflects the uniqueness and importance of Hilchos Shabbos. So again, you have the Chumras HaAveid, the Onesh, and you have the Mumar Halacha, both of those are alluded to in the Tosfos right here, and you have the Mitzvos are Keneged, all of the Evarim, and Shabbos is obviously Keneged something very, very serious. Okay. Two more points. Number one, so it says Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Benos Slavchad Yarshos Hain. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know? This price to start off. Moshe Rabbeinu knew about Dini Yerusha. Where do you know it from? Where was he able to command the Dini Yerusha from? So the Rashbam has two pshatim, five lines from the bottom. He says, number one, maybe it's part of Dinim that were in its Tave in Mara. It's part of Dinim, right? We know they got what they get in Mara. They got Paraduma, Shabbos. And Dinim, Shaharei, Dinim is Tavah Marak, Dinim is Sanhedrin, Sham Sam Lo Chokum Mishpat, Umayasim Benos Slavchad Barvas Moab, it was at the end of the 40 years, number one. Number two, maybe he knew Parshas Nachlos from Parshas Yibam. He had Parshas Yibam is an ancient halacha, right? The Ramban already speaks about it on last week's Parsha, Parshas Vayeshev, where he talks about Yehuden Tamar was a type of Yabei Mota, right? A type of Yibam. They already did that then. So maybe from Yibam assumes, like the live brother is taking the place of the dead brother, he yarshins him, so Dini Yerusha Nachla was part of that. So the two days in the Rashbam, where it came from. Just one line related to Mara, we know they got certain mitzvahs in Mara. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, at the end of the seventh parak, mentions the pasuk in Parshas Beshalach, that they were thirsty. Why was it called Mara? It was bitter, because it was bitter water, but Esau complained they were thirsty, and Hashem said, it looks like I can't give you anything. It's bitter trees, bitter waters. He throws the tree in and he makes the sweet water. Rav Soloveitchik, we mentioned in the past, has a beautiful idea in one of his Yahrzeit Shiurim where he says they were thirsty for water. So the Gemara says, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. They were thirsty for Torah, and that's why what happened at that time, Moshe Rabbeinu got up and made the takana of laning every 3 days. Right? Back in Mara, they said you can't go 3 days without hearing the Torah, so you lane every 3 days. Fine. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, the Bam Kasha. What do you mean he was besaken to lane every 3 days? They didn't get the Torah yet. It was in Mara. What were they thirsty for? What were they thirsty for? They didn't get the Torah yet. What do you see from here? The thirst of a Jew for Torah is not connected to his mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because they didn't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah yet. The thirst of a Jew is caused because there is an innate connection, innate pintle yid that needs to be connected to Torah. And that's what they were thirsty for. They had to fulfill this thirst that they had, and it has nothing to do with the chiyuv. Not about the chiyuv, but they each had a natural connection, and that is why Moshe Rabbeinu got up and said, I'm so happy to hear that, I'll be misaking Torah, that you hear the Torah every 3 days. Fine. And then the next point about Slavchad, which is the major discussion on today's daf, and that is, but for this, we just have to look at a medrash. The medrash is quoted on Amud Beis. Turn over for a minute. The medrash is quoted in the second Tosfos on Amud Beis. Medrash that you might be familiar with. Says the medrash, last 5 lines of Tosfos, Afilu. The medrash says, "Darab medrash, dilashem shamayim niskaven." Really, the Mekoshesh, the one who gathered wood on Shabbos, was acting l'shem shamayim. And Chazal say the Mekoshesh was Slavchad. Was Slavchad. He was L'shem Shemayim. Shehayu Omrim Yisrael. Because the Jews were saying, Kivan Shenigzar Alein Shaloli Kanis La'aret B'maisa Meraglim Shuv Ein Muchayavim B'mitzvos. Once they heard from Hashem the decree that they're all going to die in the desert. No more Eretz Yisrael. No more finishing the Geula. Okay, forget it. What's the point of mitzvahs anymore? We don't have to do mitzvahs anymore. It's obviously God forgot us. Obviously God doesn't care about us anymore. We can do whatever we want. So Slavchad / Mekoshesh wanted to prove otherwise. He wanted to say, no, chas v'shalom. Of course you have to do mitzvos. And I'll prove it to you. I'm going to be Mechal Shabbos before Hesi, and I'm going to get killed for it. And therefore, you will see that mitzvos are still chai v'kayim. Amad v'chilal Shabbos, k'dei sheyeh hareg, v'hiru acherim, v'lo nas'u atzof arboim shana, k'demuchach kroy. So Slavchad / Mekoshesh, the Medrash says, was l'shem shamayim. Was l'shem shamayim, and therefore, that is who he was, and that's why these two are put next to each other in this brisa: the Yerusha ben Slavchad and the Mekoshesh, because really it's the same person, and one was before the other. That's why I saw one of the other achronim say, "Why is it in this order? Wasn't the Mekoshesh is in Sefer VaYikra, and this is in Parshas Pinchas, in Sefer BaMidbar?" The Brisa is out of order. Just go in order. The answer is no. But no Slavchad say, we want Yerusha. Aye, what do you mean we want Yerusha? Your father. What about your father? What about your father? No, my father was the Mekoshesh. And he was the Mekoshesh. The Mekoshesh was the same Shemayim. And therefore, he was not an Adas Karach. They go together. But really, the Iker was A. And then the background to show what a tzaddik he was, that comes second. That is discussed by the Marsha here as well. The Marsha also knows, he says, maybe, think about it, how can he be Mechal Shabbos? Right, Chatei Bishvil Sheyizke Chavirecha, in the most extreme sense, was he allowed to do this? So he says, maybe it was only Nisar Durabanan. Maybe it was only Nisar Durabanan, and B'makam Tzorech, Nisar Durabanan is allowed. How is it, why is it only Nisar Durabanan? He was Mekoshesh. What was Mekoshesh? That itself was a Machlokas, a Masecha Shabbos. Was he Ma'amer? Did he gather? Or was he kotzer? Did he cut? Different shot than what it was. But it wasn't in a malacha. So says the Marsha, no, what was his purpose in doing this? His purpose was to save Klal Yisrael. It wasn't to get what he needed. So it was a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. It was a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, as we know, done for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. As we know, the case of digging a hole, and you want the dirt, you don't want the hole. We paskel like Reb Shimon against the Rambam. Rov Rishon paskel like Reb Shimon. Malacha shein tzricha l'gufa is pater. It's only this is the Rabbanan. Says the Marsha here too. It must have only been this as a Rabbanan, because you weren't doing it for that purpose, and that is why he was able, or at least he assumed, that he could do it. That is the Marsha on that line. But if you think about it, the Mefarsh, I see a... Yeah.
So why was he Chayiv?
Because nobody knew his Kavanis. He kept his Kavanis in private because he wanted to be killed so that it taught Bnei Yisrael a lesson. But Alpi L'Shem Shamayim, his Kavanah was a Malchashay Sikhla Gufas. He was allowed to do it. In the first place, he felt, because it was Nisad Rabbanan, B'makam Tzorech, Kut Tzorech Gadol, but Mitzad, he wanted to teach the lesson had to be taught without his knowing. The Edom didn't know what his Kavanah was. If you look at the Mefarshim, Ruba de Ruba of the Mefarshim, laud and extolled Slavchad. You think about this, unbelievable. Think about what he did. He lost his Gashmias, he lost his Olam Hazeh, maybe he lost his Nachla, and maybe You're right, you gave the Marsha's pshat. But let's say not like the Marsha. Rov Rishon of Asuba was mamash nisadaraisa. How could he do this? So he was moser nefesh. He was moser nefesh for Klal Yisrael. He even gave up his olam haba. Because he wanted to save Klal Yisrael. He wanted that to learn that you have to do mitzvahs. Olam haba, olam haza. He gave up everything. That's the Mesiras nefesh. And that's why... What does the Gemara say here? Right, B'no Slavchad were Zochad to get this parsha. It wasn't really B'no Slavchad. It was Slavchad. Slavchad was the one that had the parsha written for him. Right, B'schus. Why? Because look at the schus that he has. So even though the parsha is the schus and Megalgan Chovad Echayiv, but it could be that really Slavchad is also Megalgan schus al Yedei, Megalgan schus al Yedei Zakai. So that is the, that is what is suggested by Rove of the Mefarshim. But, if you look in the Otros HaTorah, the Otros HaTorah on Parshas Be'ha'aloscha, Parshas Be'ha'aloscha, I'm sorry, Parshas Shlach, where it talks about the Mikoshesh, so he says, we know Chazal said by the Mikoshesh, it says B'yom HaShabbos. What does Chazal say? It was on the second Shabbos. It was on the second Shabbos in history. Second Shabbos, what does Chazal say? The Torah quotes it in Hilchos Shabbos. If Klal Yisrael would have kept two Shabbosim, Miyad Heim Nigalim. They would have been Nigal right away. So the Mekoshesh thought, Slavchad thought that he was, the Cheshbon. He says, I'm going to do this to save Klal Yisrael. I'm going to do it because I need to do this to save them. But what did he do? He made Cheshbonos. If he would have just listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he would have just not violated, we would have had an immediate Geula. Miyad Heim Nigalim. Right, so therefore, with all his Cheshbonos, and again, 95% of the Mekoros talk about the Gabus of Slavchad. But maybe there's an opposite. There's an opposite message here, and that is from Das Kenim Ibali Atosvos, who say that, you know, if you wouldn't, we try not to do cheshbonos, just do the mitzvahs. Just do the mitzvahs and not to do the aveiros. Because sometimes we think we're doing something amazing and wonderful, and it ends up that we prevented the gula from happening. Right? That's what occurred. Hine, lu ayah makoshi shomer es ha-shabbos, lo sholto bayam umavalashen, yachol ha-adam lara cheshbonos, lishkol shkulim shonim, umishunim, ladamos ba'atzimu shu'osam ha-isetov ha-mo'elo, ulkol ha-olam kulo. And really, sometimes it is just the opposite. Just the opposite. That's the Osra Satara, right? Because the Gula could have happened. But that's why, by the way, we mentioned we save a Shamru B'nai Yisrael to Shabbos every Friday night, right? Tonight, but that's why we're going to save a Shamru. The Gra is not going to save a Shamru. But why doesn't the Gra save a Shamru? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote any of the Shamru Vayidaber. That's not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shamru. What's the problem? The problem is the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, there's a lacha of smichas gula and tefila. You're not allowed to have a break between gula and tefila. So what about hashkivenu? That's in the Gemara. What about Hashem Sfasai Tiftach? That's in the Gemara. So fine, those two the Gemara explains. Gula richta, tefila richta. But what about kishem Hashem ekra? So that's exactly why we don't say kishem Hashem ekra by Shachris and Meirf. Because of this problem. It's a later edition. What about Vashamru? What about Vayedaber? What about Kivayom HaZeh Chaper Aleichem? So it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gra says not to say it. Many shuls in Eretz Yisrael don't say it. But what is the minhag to say it? So the Tur quotes it. The Tur says Vashamru is okay. Why? Because of this Chazal. If Bnei Yisrael would keep two Shabbosos, Miyad Heim Nigalim. So it's connected to Geula. It's Geula Richta. It's connected to Geula. If we would keep two Shabbosim, Gula Rifta, Vaidaber, what about Vaidaber? So the Prisha says, that's also, well, give him Tovim, have to do with Geula. What about Rosh Hashanah, Tekab HaShofar Gadol Cheriseinu? Oh, that's related to the ultimate Geula, when Mashiach's going to come. Right? What about Kivayom HaZeh Chaper Aleichem? So the Levush says, that's a Geula Ruchanis. Right, so there's no Geula greater than that, the Yom Kippur. So all of Mepharshim try to explain how all of these are Geulas, but it all starts off with the Tur. The Tur quotes Vashamru and says that it is okay because of Geula. Cause of Geula. Should we say one more thing? One more point? One more point. One more point, and then we'll continue, because this is where the action is on today's daf, and then we'll do finish up. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kufnun, way back when. Shabbos, Kufnun, and Mabez. The Gemara tells a story. Tanu Rabbanan. Maisa b'chassid echad. There was a very pious person. Shenifritza lo peret b'toch sadeyu. His fence fell down. Right, it was very windy Friday night. He woke up Shabbos morning, he sees the fence is open. He's worried, Oive, what's going to be? People are going to go into my yard. So he was about to put up the fence. And he controls himself and doesn't do anything. He doesn't build it. V'nimlach alei lagodra. He wanted to put it back up. V'nizgar sheShabbos hu. V'nimna oso chasid v'lo gadra. He stopped. And he didn't put up the fence. V'nasa lo nes. A nes occurred overnight. and a bush grew in the space where the wall fell down. What kind of bush? For also bo tzlaf. The tzlaf bush grew there. Umimena haisa parnasaso uparnasas anshe beso. And he lived for the rest of his life from that bush. Tzlaf has berries, right? The Gemara in Bracha says. Tzlaf has berries. That's the story. Says the Ben Yoyada, Ben Ishchai, on that Gemara. Who was this chassid? Quotes the Chidah. The Chidah says, he says, this was a Gilgal of Slavchad. Because Slavchad was the Mekoshesh. And we said, way back when in history, right, he gathered, he was Kotzer, whatever the Malacha is for Shabbat, L'Shem Shemayim, but he had to be Megugal. Quotes the, actually, he's quoted, that was the Chidah, was just, he just quotes that line. But he expands on it from the Arizal. Daki Achasad Azeh, he was Slavchad, but it was in the form of, which Tana? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. It was Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. I was at his kever on Wednesday. They made a nice new tziyun right outside of Tzfat. Yehuda Bar Eloi, unbelievable. On the way up to Tzfat, see a little sign there. So I went there, mamash on Wednesday, and it says there's a minute to go every Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's unbelievable. So there, Baruch Hashem, I was there. You go out down to this little cave. It's amazing. Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Rabbi Yehuda Samisha. And then we came from Meiron afterwards. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. Right there. We got a whole machlokas. Right there. That the, the Shalom. So, I'll tell you, if at the end of this time, I'll tell you a story about the Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi's kever. Daki, Echasad Azeh, who Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Va'oz nisot, it's notzeitz bo nishma slavchad atzadik. Asher chata b'yim akoshish eitzim. And that's why overcoming was the tikkun for the neshama. But that's why what bush grew there? A tzlaf. Tzlaf chad. Chad means it has sharp prickly things on it. A tzlaf chad, that's how you get it. Okay, so that's what he says, the Ben Yoyada right here, Shabbos Kufnun. Okay, let's continue, let's finish up. So the Gemara asked the question, we're on number days. The Gemara says, how can Moshe Rabbeinu have any suffolk whether they should get a double portion or not? It's Eretz Yisrael is muhzeket. It's already owned by Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara answers on the third line. No, he gufa kamistafkale. No, he was still not sure about that, whether Eretz Yisrael was muhzak. Dichsiv, because the pasuk does say, v'nasati osal lachem morasha ani Hashem. The pasuk calls Eretz Yisrael a morasha. So what does that mean? He didn't understand what morasha, how it should be understood. Yerusha hi lachem yavoseichem. Does morasha mean Yerusha? Really, it's really owned by them at that time. Odilma, take it literally. Shem morishin ve'enon yarshin. It doesn't really, it's not really owned by them yet. So he wasn't sure. Upashtulei travayu. And he got the answer. Yerusha lachem yavoseichem. Umorishin ve'enam yarshin. And he got the answer that it was both. It was both, and therefore you get the double portion. But no slavka get the double portion. V'hainu d'chsiv, and this is what the pasuk also means, that we say in Oz Yashir, t'vi'emo v'si'te'emo b'har nachalascha, Hashem, you will bring and plant them in the har of your nachla, t'vi'enu lo nemar. B'nei Yisrael at Oz Yashir did not say you will bring us. They didn't include themselves. Ela t'vi'emo, you'll bring them. Milameid she'misnabin ve'enon yodim ma'misnabin. They said Nevuah here. They didn't even know what they were saying. They were speaking Nevuah, right? That they were already Misnah, but that they themselves were not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, right? They were going to have the Gzeira of the Meraglim. So just like there was a discussion of Yerusha and Morasha, so here too, V'hainu Tachsiv, this is also that they might not go in themselves. They will be Morish it to their children. If you remember a Rashi, there's a Rashi on, where's my Chumash? There's a Rashi on Parshas B'Shalach that's a little different. This Gemara says that what? Bnei Yisrael did not know what they were talking about. Tzvi'im v'tzite'imo. So the Rashi on that Pasuk says, Nisnabe Moshe shelo yikanis la'aretz. It was Moshe Rabbeinu. Lakach lo nemar tzvi'einu. Says the Marshal on this Gemara, Rashi is not based on the Gemara. It's not, you know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have any sfeikas about the Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu never had that. He knew what Nevuah he was saying. You can't say that Moshe Rabbeinu, Nisnabe v'lo yada ma'nisnabe. You can't say that. Moshe Rabbeinu, Aspaklar Yameira, is one of the animamins. One of the animamins, Moshe Rabbeinu, Nevuah. Right? So he says, that's why this Gemara is a different chazal. Rashi does not quote this chazal, because Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, it's not, there was no suffix, Eitzel, Moshe Rabbeinu. Period. V'tamona lefnei Moshe v'fnei Elazar HaKohen v'fnei Anasiim v'chol ha'eda. And the women, the benos lafchad, stood in front of Moshe Elazar, the Nasiim. Afshar amdu lefnei Moshe v'chulu. Is it possible he stood in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Moshe didn't know, and they went to ask the others? V'lo amru lam davar, and Moshe didn't answer them. V'amdu lefnei Anasiim v'chol ha'eda. What? Moshe didn't know, so they're going to go ask everybody else? Doesn't make sense. Two answers. Ela, sares ha'mikra v'darsheyu, divrei Rabbi Yoshiya. Right, so switch it. It means they went in front of Moshe after they had already gone in front of Elazar and the Nasiim, etc. Abchanan Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. No, the base of Medrash Hayu Yoshvin. They were all sitting in the base of Medrash together. V'halchu v'amdu lahen lifnei kulan. They were all there, and they asked the question in front of all of them. It's not chronological. It's just they were all there and they went. But my kamiflagi, what's the machlokas about? Whether you have to switch the psukim sares hamikra or just say they went all together? Mar sabar chokin kavur the Talmud makam arav. One opinion says which is which. Machlokas rishonim. Let's go with one shot. One says the second one that you're allowed to give kavur to a Talmud makam arav, and therefore you could ask the question even if the rav is sitting there in the base medrash. You could ask the question to the Talmud because if the Talmud knows the answer, that's kavur for the rav. Because look at my Talmud. He gives you the answer. So you're allowed to give kavod to the Talmud because that itself is giving kavod to the Rav. Umar Sabar ain't chokin. But the other opinion says, no, ain't chokin, and therefore you have to say that it was the order was switched. The hilchasa chokin, the hilchasa ain't chokin. So what's the halacha? Kasha hilchasa hilchasa. So hilchasa lo kasha. Had the palagle rabbe yakra. Had the lo palagle rabbe yakra. It depends whether the Rebbe himself gives the Talmud kavod. Moshe Rabbeinu gave everybody kavod. So therefore, if Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Talmud kavod, then you can give the Talmud kavod. But if the Rebbe does not give the Talmud kavod in a certain circumstance, so then ein chokin kavod l'Talmud b'makom rav. Right? The Rashbam quotes on the sixth wide line: Moshe Rabbeinu hayapalig yakra l'chol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu gave kavod to all Jews. Tana says the Brisa: Beno slavchad chachmanios hein darshanios hein tzidkanios hein. They were wise. They were darshanim, right? They darshan the psukim, and they were righteous. Chachman Yosheim, number one, let's go through each one. They were, how do you know they were wise? Shalafi Shah Dibro, because they ask a question, Shoel, at the right time. At the right time. The Amr Reb Shmuel, right, that's the Tosefta in Sanhedrin says, you have to always ask Shoel, right? You have to ask their halachas, quoted in Hilchos Talmud Torah. A Talmud can't come over to a Rebbe in the middle of a shir on Baba Kama and ask him a question about Erechin. It's not fair. It's not fair to the Rebbe. It's not coveted for the Rebbe. You have to ask, give him time to sit, give him time to think. So they answer the right time. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mo'amed, Shalim Moshe Rabbeinu Yoshi V'Dorish Pevarshis Yibmin. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving a shir in Ilchus Yibim, Yavamis. Right, giving a shir in Yavamis. He knew the Gula has to come. We mentioned in the past the Zohar. The Zohar says that when's Mashiach going to come? Ani v'rochev al hachamor. The Zohar says, Pasuk in Zechariah, the Mashiach is going to come ani, poor, and riding on a donkey. What's ani? It has to be poor. He can't be rich. So the Zohar says, no, ani are the Masechtas, Erevin, Nid, and Yavamis. Those three Masechtas, when Klal Yisrael start learning those Masechtas, which are on the difficult side, the challenging side, Erevin, Nid, and Yavamis, then Mashiach is going to come. Ani v'rochev al hachamor. See, he was learning Yechus Yavamis. That's what Yavamis. Moshe Rabbeinu knew about it. Shneemar, ki yeshvu achim yachdav, and when the brothers sit together. So Benos Lafkar over here, the Shir, right? It's Mashba, they were listening to the Shir too. Amru lo, im keben anu chashuvin. They said, okay, Moshe, if we are like a son, tzna lanu nachla keben. So they give us a nachla like a son. Vim laftis yavim imenu. If not, let our mother do yibam. Meaning, either way, we got to get something for our family. Miyad, vayakim Moshe's bishpatan lamnei Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're right. Let me ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That shows they are chachamim because they ask at the right time. Darshanios in there, they are darshanios. Shahayu omros, they used to say. Ilu hayu, they said. Ilu hayu lo ben lo dibarnu. Look, if our father had a son, we wouldn't say a word. Meaning they knew the halacha. That if there was a son, that they wouldn't say anything. Ah, vatanya bas. There's another verse that says, ah, if it was a daughter, we wouldn't say anything. Amar b'yermi yasami mikan bas. Okay, take out the word bas. Or by omar says, no. Afilu hayu bas lo ben lo dibarnu. It means even if there was a granddaughter, a daughter for a son, right, bas leben, right, it was to the son, there was a daughter to the son, also we wouldn't say anything, because we know Yotze Yerecho are kodem. So that shows that they are Dar Shanios, Sidkanios, and also Sidkanios, and this we'll have to just mention, and then we'll get to it more with Hashem tomorrow. Shelo Nisu Elo Lahagun Lahem. They were Sidkanios, they only married the ones that were appropriate for them. Give me Gemara and Brachas, just in the other room. Thanks. Lo Nisu Elo Lahagun Lahem. They only married to those who are appropriate for them to marry. The Gemara is going to say, Tani, we'll just read it now. Tani, or Belazar ben Yaakov, we'll just start the Brisa. Afiluk Tana Shebahen, Lo Nises Pechusa Me'Abraham Shana. They didn't get married till age 40. They didn't get married till age 40. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. So we will see, as of tomorrow, we're not going to read it now, but the Brisa continues and discusses that they were going to rely on Nisim, because they knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do Nisim for them. So that is the, they are Chachmanios, Darshanios, and Tzidkanios. Just when I said I mentioned the story of Rabbi Bar Eloi, there's a, we know the Gemara says, well, I'll start off with the story, then we'll get to the Gemara. The story of the Kleisenberger Rebbe. The Kleisenberger Rebbe, he once went to the kever of Rabbi Bar Eloi with all his Talmidim, and he davened mincha there. He davened mincha by the kever of Rabbi Bar Eloi. He says, it's right outside of Sfat. The Rizal showed us where it is. Wonderful. And then the next day, he slept over somewhere nearby. And the next day, the Chizberg went back to the Kever. He went back to the Kever and started crying profusely. Crying and crying. And the Talmidim didn't know what it was. The Chassidim didn't know what was happening. How could he, what was the matter? So afterwards, the whole night, he had been like upset. And then after that, he was okay. He had a hadras panim. He asked everybody, what happened? So he says, no, I was down by Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. That's Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah. What is the Mishnah? The first Mishnah, the fourth paragraph of Bracha say, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you could have a mincha, ad plaga mincha. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And I went and I davened after plaga mincha, I davened by Shkia. And I davened by his kever. Mamash, by his kever, I davened after plaga mincha. I felt terrible. So he said, I went back there and I cried, I asked Mechila. I begged Mechila from him. And afterwards I felt that he gave me Mechila, so that's why I'm okay now. That's the kever of Yehuda Bar Eloi. We have to realize these are Toras Chaim, not just a kever. Toras Chaim, you go there, you go to Roshurim Bar Yochai, you go to Meron, you go to Yochai, his son is right there. Right, so again, that's the, I davened by Meron. I davened in Meron earlier. Davened in Meron, then I went to Yehuda Bar Eloi. I'm not sure if it was plag yet, but there wasn't a minion there, but I davened by earlier. Okay. We'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Mr. Isaac Shulman. We thank you very much. Le'ilu Nishmas. Alter Avraham ben Chaim Mordechai. I'm sorry, I think I said it wrong the first time. It's Alter Avraham ben Chaim Mordechai, Lilu Nishmas, whose yard site is tomorrow, Beis Teves, and L'Rafua Shalema, Mordechai Leib ben Yenta. Mordechai Leib ben Yenta. Again, we thank everyone for the sponsoring. Again, we have another sponsor next week. Everybody feel free to join the Harbatzis Torah wagon. And as we get into Teves. We get into Teves, the long nights of Teves, the Shach says in Yoredeya. This is when the secrets of Torah are given at night, right? The Rambam says, "Ain the secrets of Torah, the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, are only given at night." And starting from now, you have the longest nights of the year, longest nights of the year. So Tekufas Teves, we have to take advantage, says the Shach in Yoredeya. So, Beit Hashem, we should all be able to take advantage.